Just a quick heads up before we begin. There are some audio issues in the first minute or two of this podcast that eventually get sorted out, but we apologize if it's hard to hear at the beginning. Thank you for listening to the Prevention Podcast, brought to you by Casa Trinity. Hope begins here. This month, we're talking with Lydia Boyd, who is a prevention specialist in Livingston County. We discuss a very unique program called Shauna Has a Secret. And this program gives parents the opportunity to explore a model bedroom to learn about what it looks like when their own child might need help or guidance. If you enjoy this episode, please rate and review and share it on social media. Let's spread the word and get these resources out into the community. Lydia, thanks so much for joining me on the Prevention Podcast. If you don't mind just providing a brief introduction of yourself and the work that you do with Casa Trinity.
Yeah, Sean, thank you so much for having me here. My name's Lydia. I've been in the prevention field at Casa Trinity for almost 2 years now. And CASA really does it all. We do a whole bunch of work with the community. We're very involved with the school systems throughout the counties. And we offer programs all the way from little kids to teenagers to college students and even for parents. So we really try to do it all.
Yeah, and on this podcast, in past episodes, we've talked a lot about, prevention begins with children and adolescents, and teaching them some ways to be mindful and to sort of build the relationships and skills that they need to be able to say no and to be able to focus on the things that are, you know, truly important to them. The program that we're going to talk about today is a little bit different in that it's really designed for parents, as I understand it. Can you talk a little bit about Shauna Has a Secret?
Yeah, of course. So I really love the program Shauna Has a Secret. It is exclusively for parents. We don't allow any kids to attend this program. And basically, it involves kind of a simulation of a parent finding drugs or alcohol in their child's room. And basically, we guide them through how to deal with that. And we also try to help them figure out how to have that conversation with their child and figure out a plan for the future and guide them towards support.
So you, just first and foremost, I mean, do you have like a model room set up somewhere that people actually visit?
Yes, we do. So that's why we try to make it so fun and interactive, because it can be a really difficult conversation to have with these parents, especially if they have experienced something like that. So we do set up Shauna's bedroom. We have like an air mattress and blankets and pillows, laundry hampers, a rug, and we try to make it look exactly like a teenager's actual room. So we try to make it super messy and we throw clothes everywhere because that's realistic.
Sure.
Share some of the warning signs with parents that may indicate their child is struggling with drugs or alcohol. So these might be things like changes in friend groups, maybe if they used to hang out with the same friends every time and they're hanging out with different friends. It could be like changes in hygiene or changes in behavior. A big one is them not enjoying activities that they used to really like. So like if Shauna used to really love playing soccer and now she has no interest in soccer, that could be an indicator. Changes in grades, changes in their appetites, that's a big one, or their sleeping patterns. So we take them through these warning signs and then we tell them, hey, if you notice a lot of these, that may be a reason to search your teen's room. Not to invade their privacy, but because we're concerned with their health and their well-being.
So, and then this kind of takes them with trained professionals through this model room, in which they're looking potentially for signs of drug or alcohol use, or you know, other problematic behaviors. What are the sort of things that parents might find in this in Shauna's room?
So we have a lot of different things in there that they may find in an actual teen's bedroom. So we have like little alcohol bottles that are empty. We have like vapes. Since there's so many different kinds of vapes out there, we try to have a nice variety of those since a lot of parents don't know what they look like. We have oregano and salt in little baggies that we've placed around the room in different hiding spots, just so they're aware of some of the things they may interact with.
Okay. Now, you know, any parents who might be listening to this and maybe even teenagers or young people might think, well, of course, the natural next step is if my parent or if I find any of these things, I'm going to completely lose it and and yell at my teenager. But of course, part of this program is talking them through sort of next steps. So if a parent does find any of the things that you just described, what is the next step that you talk them through as part of this program?
So we encourage them to, you know, have a conversation with their child. And above all, we really stress to remain calm and not go in with anger or aggression. Because, you know, that's just going to lead to their child becoming really defensive. Mm-hmm. And instead of resolving anything or coming to a solution, it's probably just going to lead to a big argument. Mm-hmm. So we really urge them to remain calm and not yell. And really just start with, you're not mad, but you're concerned with your child's health and safety. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've learned a lot by doing and hosting this podcast. If there's any way to sort of sum it up for me, it's that drug use, alcohol use, and you know, further down the line, addiction and things are signs of unhealthy coping. Usually, there's something else going on that, you know, is creating these really big feelings that people are trying to mask or cover up with substance use. And so as you're talking about, you know, having this conversation and not yelling and, you know, being concerned for someone's health and well-being, it's probably because the drug use is an indicator of a different problem altogether. Is that generally what you're finding as well?
Yeah. With a lot of the teens that we meet with, they're really looking for ways to cope with things like stress being in school and things like anxiety, a lot of mental health factors like depression. They're kind of looking for a way to deal with those emotions. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, some of them are turning to the unhealthy coping skills like drugs or alcohol or even vaping and developing those unhealthy addictions.
Yeah. Do you get people in this program who think by the time they find signs of marijuana use or cocaine use or anything like that, do you get people who think, well, it's too late, they're already using, or, you know, well, let me back up. Who are the people that are participating in this program, and how do they discover and realize that they might need to learn a little bit more through this Shauna Has a Secret program? Mm-hmm.
So our Shauna Has a Secret program is usually advertised through the school systems as a way to reach parents. So our general audience is for parents. But we do often have a lot of school administration and staff that also attend because a lot of them are parents, but also they interact with parents a lot. So if the parent, you know, is working and they're not able to attend, they can always connect with the teacher or the school administrator to get the information. But like I said, when a parent starts to see some of those warning signs, or you know, parents can usually feel in their gut when something is wrong, then they'll know to reach out to someone for help.
Yeah. And what does that help look like? I mean, obviously, it doesn't just end there. Casa Trinity particularly provides a lot of different services and programs and personnel to help people through. But what would be the next step for a parent who does actually find these things?
So we encourage them to have that conversation with their child. And then depending on how that conversation goes, they can make a plan for the future. So maybe after the conversation with their child, they're going to give their child an opportunity to quit on their own. And that is possible for teens to do on their own, just decide that they don't want to do it anymore. And then we also try to connect them with a lot of resources, both in the school and in the community. So all schools have a school counselor. They're always willing to help students as much as they can. And then we also leave parents with a lot of CASA resources. Mm-hmm. So, you know, our mission at CASA is to help the community as best we can in any way possible. So we encourage them to reach out to our prevention team, and we can set up a one-on-one meeting with a teen and try to work through some things. And then we also have a lot of peers available at CASA Trinity. And peers mm-hmm. are people who have been, who have experienced addiction, and they're now in recovery, and they've dedicated their lives to helping others who are experiencing those same things.
Yeah.
So it can be really helpful for a teenager who's starting to struggle with these things to mm-hmm. meet with a peer.
Yeah, I think it's so important for people to realize that CASA Trinity is a multi-layered, very complex organization that covers a big geographic range, mm-hmm. as well as a big range in terms of, you know, everything from prevention to recovery in and throughout this process. And so, you know, the services that you're describing are available in several counties throughout the Southern Tier, and also are available through many service providers, therapists, mm-hmm. and prevention specialists, people who are in classrooms, in community settings. So I really appreciate, you know, giving us that sort of well-rounded picture. I think that's really helpful. Mm-hmm. So we talked about the Teen Intervene program during one of these conversations. And I wonder, you know, we talked about next steps for parents, but would that be sort of the natural next step for a teen in this instance, or someone who mm-hmm. is sort of standing in for the Shauna role?
Yeah, of course. So teen intervene referrals can come from schools, but we do also get them from parents. So I've had parents reach out to me and say, hey, I know my child is using, I don't know what to do. Can we please do this program? And you can be a safe person for them to talk to and mm-hmm. try to help them work through these things. So right. I do think Teen Intervene is a pretty useful program for a lot of these teens.
Well, that's great. And one of the things I love about this Shauna Has a Secret program is because it really is tangible. It's hands-on. I mean, the idea of a model, teenager's bedroom, you know, out there in the community that people can learn from and interact with, is such a neat concept. And so much mm-hmm. of the work that, CASA Trinity does is, through conversations, through therapy, through prevention, through classrooms and things. But this is really hands-on. I love that aspect of it.
Yeah, I really like it too.
Yeah, yeah. How did you get into this work, Lydia? And how did you end up working on this program?
So all of our prevention teams do it in all the different counties.
Okay.
And I think I was just lucky. I saw the program and I thought it was really fun. And I thought it'd be really enjoyable to do with the parents. I do try to make it as fun and as interactive as possible. And for all the parents that we've had do the program, they do have a pretty fun time, even though it is such a heavy topic.
Mm-hmm. And is it important to you to make it fun for the people who are participating?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. For some of the parents who do attend the program, they've had experiences with finding those items in their child's room. Mm. And as a parent, you have those thoughts going through your head saying, is this my fault? Did I do something wrong? And we encourage, or we tell them, no, absolutely not. Like, teens experiment sometimes. Sometimes they get things from people at school. This is not your fault. We're here for a resource. Let us help you in any way that we can.
Yeah. Any sort of tips that you can share in terms of, I understand that there are over 40 items that get hidden around Shauna's bedroom. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you can share? I know this is an audio medium and people might not be watching anything, but, anything that you can describe that people might be looking for, or some of the things that are, sort of out and about in the community now that maybe we weren't aware of, when we were kids?
I know there's a lot of stash places that a teen can hide things for in their room. And there's also a lot of things that can be purchased online that appear like normal items, but they're actually stash places. So for example, online you can buy books. They look like real books, but the pages on the inside are actually hollowed out to form a hiding place. There's like water bottles or soda cans where they look real. You can actually unscrew the top and it's a hiding place. Even things like pens and highlighters, you can take out the ink on the inside, the ink cartridge, and then that can be a hiding spot for drugs as well.
And I understand even like vape pens can look quite different from one another, let alone looking similar to other objects as you just described.
Yeah, there are so many different kinds of vapes. They're all different shapes and sizes and colors. There are some that just look exactly like a flash drive that you would stick into your computer. So that's kind of another warning sign for the parents, is if you're starting to find a lot of unfamiliar items around the house, things where you have no idea what that is, it could be another indicator.
If anyone is interested in participating in this program or going through Shauna's bedroom, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so our website, CasaTrinity.org, we have a little prevention tab, and it has all the contact information for all of our prevention teams across all of our counties. So you can reach out to my supervisor. Her name is Andrea, and we can set it up at like a school system near you.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk about this today. Is there anything else that you want to share, or anything that we didn't quite get to?
No, I think that's it. I would just leave the people by saying, don't be afraid to reach out for help. You know, that's what we're here to do. We're here to help our community as best we can. And we're always here to help.
I love that. Thanks so much, Lydia.
Yep. Thank you.
This podcast was produced by Creagent Marketing and hosted by me, Sean Lukasik. It's made possible by Casa Trinity. Thank you for listening. And for more information, visit casa-trinity.org.